You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. On this podcast, we're discussing current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. And this episode is being released on January 13th, 2022. This is the first episode that is being released in the new year, so I hope you're having a good 2022 so far. I intended to record and release an episode last week, but I was sick and not able to record a new episode, so I shared an older episode from the archives in the newsletter last week instead. And by the way, if you're not yet on the mailing list to receive the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter, you can sign up at plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. It's a free newsletter. It comes out each Friday. And if, for whatever reason, I have to miss a week on the podcast, you'll usually find out the reason for that in the newsletter. Anyway, I feel a lot better this week, though I'm still dealing with a lingering cough. So this episode may be shorter than usual, maybe interrupted, but maybe you won't tell if I can edit it right. But hopefully we'll get through this without too much trouble. This week we're going to be talking about the difference between right and wrong. Can we know the difference between those two things? Or is it difficult or impossible to label most things as good or evil? Our society is split on that question. We're going to discuss that in this episode today. For links to this story we'll be talking about, as well as related materials, you can check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/01-13-22. Now for our story this week. Christians and religiously unaffiliated differ on whether most things in society can be divided into good and evil. From Pew Research Center, says, many major religions have clear teachings about good and evil in the world. For example, the Abrahamic traditions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, use concepts such as God and the devil, or heaven and hell, to illustrate this dichotomy. A bar chart showing that more than half of U.S. Christians say most things in society can be clearly divided into good and evil. It may be somewhat unsurprising, then, that highly religious Americans are much more likely to see society in those terms, while non-religious people tend to see more ambiguity, according to a recent Pew Research Center survey. Overall, about half of U.S. adults, 48%, say that most things in society can be clearly divided into good and evil, while the other half, 50%, say that most things in society are too complicated to be categorized this way. However, there is a stark difference in opinion based on respondents' religious affiliation and how religious they are. Now, the bar chart that's mentioned in that excerpt that we just read is in the article that's linked in show notes, but I've also included the image of that chart in the show notes for this episode if you want to check that out. And as you look at that, it shows various groups and indicates the percentage in that group that believe either that we can know the difference between good and evil, or that most things are just too complicated to be labeled as either good or evil. The group that was most likely to say that good and evil are clearly defined and identifiable are, quote, white evangelicals. 64% in that group believe that good and evil are clearly defined. I don't consider myself an evangelical, though that is probably the group that the survey takers would place me in if I were to participate in a study like this. And I do agree that most things can be pretty clearly divided into good and evil. But in contrast, the group that was most likely to say that things are too complicated to label as good or evil were atheists at 78%. Right behind them were agnostics, 71%. And one thing I found that was interesting was that Catholics were split right down the middle. 49% of Catholics say that we can clearly divide things into good and evil, and 49% said that things were too complicated to do this. I don't have a theory to offer as to why that is. If you do, If you think you understand why that one might be split down the middle, feel free to share that with me. But I don't have a theory for that one. I just thought it was interesting that among that group, it was split right down the middle, 49% to 49%. But generally speaking, the more one believed in God, the more likely they were to believe that there was an absolute standard of right and wrong. And the more that one did not believe in God, the less likely they were to believe that there was an absolute standard. In addition to this, if you look at the chart and read that article also, it seems that in addition to believing in God, the more seriously one took his responsibility to serve God, the more religious he was, the more likely he was to believe in an absolute standard of right or wrong. Because the study also divided respondents into groups based upon how often they attended religious services. And not surprisingly, at least not surprising to me, the more often one attended religious services, the more they recognized an absolute standard. Those who attended less frequently saw things as being more ambiguous. These numbers should not really be surprising given what we know about truth and about the nature of God. Jesus told his disciples in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Not a way or a truth, but the way and the truth. We see a little bit of irony in Pilate's question when he asked Jesus, well, what is truth? When he asked, what is truth? He had the one who was the embodiment of truth standing before him. Because before Pilate asked the question, what is truth? Jesus said in John 18:37, "For this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Again, in that statement, just as we emphasize in John 14:6, Jesus is talking about a singular truth. I came to testify to the truth. There is only one truth, not different truths for different people, places, or times. I don't have my truth and you have your truth. There is just the truth. And the truth is found in the Word of God, in the Scriptures. Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17:17, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." And the psalmist wrote, "The sum of your word is truth," in Psalm 119:160. Anything that conflicts with truth then would be a lie or would be false. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2:10-11, that those who do not have the love of the truth will believe what is false. Those who contradict God, Paul said, are liars. Romans 3:4, "Let God be found true, though every man be found a liar." Anything contrary to the truth of God's word is error. John said in 1 John 4:6, "We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." There is no gray area. When God's word tells us something, that is the truth, and that's what we must believe. But does truth change over time? Many believe that it does, and because of this, they will believe that we cannot always know what is right and what is wrong, since it can change, or it has changed. And we can see this in our society's changing attitudes, and also the religious world in general, too. They're changing attitudes towards things like divorce and homosexuality and transgenderism and all sorts of things. But remember what we noticed already in some of the passages that we've seen. How is truth defined in Scripture? Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life." John 17:17, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." What is truth? It is found in Jesus and in his word. Jesus does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8 says. The word of God does not change. Instead, Peter points out in 1 Peter 1:25 that it endures forever. We already quoted the words of the psalmist in Psalm 119, 160, the sum of your word is truth. The second part of that verse says, every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. Truth does not change. Whether it is on the subject of divorce, homosexuality, or anything else, we have no option but to accept the truth. The more that one drifts from God, the more unstable the foundation of his life will be. If we remove God from our lives, then how can we possibly know the difference between good and evil? If we ignore what the Bible teaches, how could we ever know what is right and wrong? In our ever-changing society, we need to be pointing people to God and to his word. That is where the foundation is. That is where we can know what is right and what is wrong. Remember what Jesus said at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 7, 24 and 25, he says, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. We are going to face storms in life. The best way to prepare to face them is by recognizing who God is, by listening to his word, and by doing what he has told us to do. So the people who have rejected God, they are out there drifting without a compass, without a firm foundation. We need to stand firm on the word of God, firm in our faith of who the Lord is, and make sure we don't drift from that. Got a couple articles linked in the show notes that are related to what we're talking about here. Some of what the points that we've talked about here were taken from an article I wrote several years ago called The Unchanging Standard of Truth. And then there's another article that I'm including called Some Things Never Change, that there are certain things that do not change about God and his word and about the state of man and the needs of man. Certain things do not change. The truth of God's word is one of those things. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the news story that we've talked about and the links that I mentioned, you can visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/01-13-22. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. So if you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode or possibly be interested in the podcast as a whole, share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a story or a link or something that you think might make for a good discussion here, please email that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.